वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम् सिक्स्थ कैंटो सेकंड चैप्टर टेक्स्ट 22 द्विजः पाशाद् विनिर्मुक्तो गतभिः प्रकृतिं गतः भवन्दे शिरसा विष्णो किंकरान् दर्शनोत्सवः द्विजपाशाद् विनिर्मुक्तो गतभिः प्रकृतिं गतः भवन्दे शिरसा विष्णोः किंकरान् दर्शनोत्सवः द्विजपाशाद् विनिर्मुक्तो गतभिः प्रकृतिं गतः भवन्दे शिरसा विष्णु किंकरान् दर्शनोत्सवः पाशाद् विनिर्मुक्तो गतभिः प्रकृतिं गतः भवन्दे शिरसा विष्णुः किंकरान् दर्शनोत्सवः वाड्मिनि द्विजः ब्राह्मण अजामिल पाशात् फ्रॉम द नूड्स विनिर्मुक्तः बीइंग रिलीज्ड गतभिः फ्रीड फ्रॉम फियर प्रकृतिं गतः came to his senses, Bhavande, offered his respectful obeisances, Shirasa, by bowing his head, Vishnu, of Lord Vishnu, Kinkaran, unto the servants, Darsana Savaha, very pleased by seeing them. Translation, having been released from the nooses of Yamaraja's servants, the Brahmana Ajamila, now free from fear, came to his senses and immediately offered obeisances to the Vishnudutas by bowing his head at their lotus feet. He was extremely pleased by their presence, for he had seen them save his life from the hands of the servants of Yamaraj. In the purport, Sri Prabhupada Maharaj says, Vaishnavas are also Vishnudutas, because they carry out the orders of Krishna. Lord Krishna is very eager for all the conditioned souls rotting in this material world to surrender to Him and be saved from material pangs in this life and punishment in hellish conditions after death. A Vaishnava therefore tries to bring conditioned souls to their senses. Those who are fortunate like Ajamila are saved by the Vishnudutas or Vaishnavas, and thus they return back home, back to Godhead. नमस्पराय कृष्ण 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 देव हरे कृष्ण. सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वेलकम ऑल दी डिवोटीज टू दिस भागवतम क्लास, एस्पेशली हिज ग्रेस रायचरण प्रभु हु हैज कम फ्रॉम इस्कॉन ज्यूरिख सेंटर. सो नाउ वी आर हियर, वी आर गिविंग क्लास ऑन सिक्स्थ कैंटो सेकेंड चैप्टर. There it is, third canto is going on. I had the opportunity to give a class there on Monday. That was seventh chapter of third canto. So anyway, the sixth canto, this is the greatness of the name of the Lord. Even by a person who has sinful throughout his life, almost so to say throughout his life, was delivered from the noses of the Jamadutas or the messengers of Jamaraj, simply by chanting the name of the Lord, remembering his son, referring to his son only. He was not directly referring to the Lord, he was referring to the son, to his son only. He was so much attached. This material attachment is there. It cannot be cut off. Material attachment is so strong. Real attachment, just like asapti. Asapti is called that attachment. This is in a very high position, as stated in Bhaktisambhava Sindhu by His Holiness, His Divine Grace, Rupa Goswami, that adu sraddha, tata sadhu sangha, tata bhajan kriya, tata anartha nivruti syat, the nishtha, ruchi, asakti sat. This asakti comes there. We have so much attachment to this material world. It cannot be caught up. Even if we try our best, it cannot be caught up. Even our unconscious stage also, this attachment is there. Just like the attachment was there for Bharat Maharaj. He was such a elevated soul. But he has got attachment for the deer. Though he was in a very highly elevated stage, but still then, at the time of death, he remembered deer, that deer, for which he got a form of life in his next birth, because he was so much attached. Generally, this is the attachment for which we are having at the time of death. We are that attachment, we will be having attached to that person or thing. So for that reason, we will be getting the next birth. This attachment is so strong. But this attachment can also be redirected towards the Lord. Attachment for the Lord Krishna, as is described in Bhaktisambhava Sindhu by Rupa Goswami. Adho Sraddha, we have got some faith for which we have associated with the sadhus or the sages. We have associated. And with this sadhu sangha, by the association of the pure devotees, then we start doing bhajan kriya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. We do this bhajan kriya. By doing this bhajan, slowly our inauspicious elements in our heart, anartha, these are unwanted elements lying remaining in our heart, these are all removed. Slowly, nasht prayasu abhadresu. These unwanted elements in our heart are removed by this bhajan process, by this devotional service. And then as these impurities start to be cleared, similarly we improve in our spiritual path. Then first stage is nishtha. The first stage is nishtha. Nishtha means we have got sincerity. Sincerely we are doing that work, that is nishtha. Sincerity is there. Then we have got ruchi, we have got attraction, we have got taste, We have now at the present moment we have no taste in the name of the Lord. We do not release the taste in the name of the Lord or in hearing the pastimes of the Lord, in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. We do not get any taste, just like we are getting taste in taking some food. Similarly, this taste is also a higher state of spiritual life. If we develop taste for the pastimes of the Lord, for the service of the Lord, then we are in a very, it may be said that we are successful in our life. We have developed this taste. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Suta Goswami says that. Suta Goswami says, Dharma Sanushta Punsang Viswaksen Kathasuja Non Pade Dhradratim Shrama Yevahi Kevalam. So we are doing this Dharma. Dharma Sanushta, we are very sincerely doing this. But even if we are doing this dharma, sanushritang, punsang, viswakshena katha, we have no taste for the viswakshena katha. That means in the message of the personality of Godhead, we do not have taste. We do not have developed that taste. We have not developed. So it is said by Suta Goswami that notpada jadiratim, if we have no attraction or we do not get the taste in the message of the Lord, in hearing the about the Lord, Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, etc., or the pastimes of the Lord, then Suta Goswami says that it is only useless labor. Whatever we have done, that is only useless labor. Srama evahi kevalam. Kevalam, not only useless labor, entirely, only useless labor, nothing more than useless labor. Kevalam sabda is used. Kevalam. Srama evahi kevalam. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Suta Goswami says like that. In Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, text 8, he says like that. So when we develop taste for hearing the Supreme Srimad Bhagavatam or the pastimes of the Lord, then we are in a higher elevated state. First is Nishtha, then comes Ruchi, then comes Asakti, that is attachment. Just like we have attachment for this material world, just like a person who is smoking, he is so much addicted, so much attached, that he, even if he wants, he cannot give up that smoking. It is written there that smoking leads to cancer. Knowing that also, he goes to smoke, especially in foreign countries I see. There are so much smokers, even women folk are also smoking. In India, of course, there is not so much rampant that ladies are not smoking. Gents are smoking, and it is not so rampant in, we do not see it in, just in Copenhagen, I see. Wherever you go, there are persons smoking. So much attachment is there, they cannot give up. Even if they know that cancer, this smoking leads to cancer, or even if they have to pay so much money for that, for smoking, taking cigarette, purchasing cigarette, but still then they cannot give up. It was so, they are so, so to say, helpless. Even if they want, they, yes, I should not smoke, but they cannot give up because they have got attachment. This attachment cannot be broken by any, in other ways. Only when we get attachment for the Lord of the Krishna, for the lotus feet of the Lord Krishna, then only this lower attachment can be given up. As is stated in Bhagavad Gita, that rasavarjam rasapriyasya param dushtani vartate. When, even if we want, yes, we will give up these attachments. So to say, you won't take any sweet food like that, we will give up that. But that rise in our subconscious taste, that attachment for this, so to say, sweet food, sweet items, that lies in our subconscious taste. That's why even if we give up, in our subconscious taste it lies. But when we get a higher taste, then only we can give up this lower taste. Rasavarjam rasapriyasya param dushtani vartate, in Bhagavad Gita 2nd chapter it is said. So similarly, you must be knowing that while Prabhupada came to this Western countries in United States, there are so many hippies were there, so many drug addicts were there. US government was trying, spending so much dollar to cure them from this addiction, drug addiction, but they were not successful. But when they associated with Prabhupada Maharaj and his disciples, immediately they gave up. This attachment is so strong that it cannot be given up so easily. But when we develop a higher attachment for the Lord, then only we can give up this lower attachment for the material world. As is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 2nd chapter, that bhakti paresan hova virakti ranatra te shatrika ekakara, and do this devotional service, then we develop this devotion, bhakti. Then three things at a time simultaneously occur, three things. First is devotion, paresan hova, then the realization of the Lord, then detachment from this material world, for material attraction, detachment from virakti anatra chaisatrika ekakala. At a time these three things happen while doing devotional service. So Navajagandhara gives an example how it happens, just like we take food. In each bite, we develop three things: tushti, pushti, kshidapaya, anughasam. We get the taste of the food, then we get nourishment, and third thing is that our hunger is also satisfied. Kshidapaya, our hunger is also satisfied. So similarly, when we develop attachment for the Lord or for his devotees, then only we can give up this attachment for the material world. For the material attractions, we can give up. Otherwise, we cannot give up. So Ajamila, at the age of 88 years, still then he was having attachment for his son, was having his attachment. But somehow or other, he was his 10th son, the youngest son, 10th son. That means he has a son at the age of 83. That's why when he is 88 years old, at the deathbed, his son was 5 years old. The last son, 10th son, was 5 years old. But he has so much attachment, but simply he remembered him. That's why he uttered his name, Narayana. So this Narayana, this name, is the name of the Lord. So he got the benefit of Namabhasa. He got the benefit of Namabhasa. So in this way, it is said that this Dvija, he is not an ordinary person. He is a Dvija. He has got reformative processes. Dvija, yesterday I was telling that Janmana Jayate Sudra, whoever takes bath, he is in a lower form of social order, that is Sudra. He is a Sudra. Even if he takes birth in a Brahmin family, still then he is Sudra. But Sanskarad Bhave Dvija, Sanskar means get reformative processes, like Upanayana, etc., he gets. Then with that only he becomes Dvija, that is, his second birth is there. First birth is from parents, fathers and mothers, and second birth is from the spiritual master, that is Dvija. So Ajamila was a Dvija. He was a very, in social order, he was in a very higher level, Dvija. He got reformatory process. He got this Upanayana Sanskar, Dvija, he was a Dvija. Then Veda Patat Bhave Dvipra, when one becomes Dvija, then only he is eligible to read Veda. No one can read Veda in any way. Who has no eligibility, he cannot read Veda. That's why in Bhagavatam it is said, Stri, Sudra, Dvija Bandhunang, Traina, Suti Gochara. These people, like women, those who are in the lower order of social life, And those who, even if you take birth in the higher orders of social life, but they have not taken reformatory process or sanskar, they have not taken sanskar, they have no right, they are not eligible to read Veda. So when one is eligible to read Veda, and when he reads Veda, he becomes Vipra. Veda Patat Bhavi Vipra. These are various labels of Brahmins. These are Vipra and Brahman. There are various terms are there. They are in different stages. Dvija means who gets Upanayana. And even after taking Upanayana, after becoming a Dvija, if he reads Veda or Srimad Bhagavatam Vedic literature, then he is known as Vipra. Veda Patat Bhavati Vipra. And when one reads Veda, it is at least required, at least taken into account that when one reads Veda, at least he should know Brahma. By reading Veda, if you do not know Brahma, then your Veda part is, or your reading of Veda is useless labor. At least if you know Brahma by reading Veda, then you will be regarded as Brahman. Brahman means who understands, who knows Brahma. That's why he is called Brahmin. And that is the beginning realization of this Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the beginning realization. Then when you improve higher, then you know Paramatma. Those who know Paramatma, they are known as Yogi. And if you go further higher, then you know what is Bhagavan. Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan iti sabdate. If one knows at least Brahma, then he must be called as a Brahman, Brahmin. And if he knows Paramatma, he is then called as Yogi. And if he knows Bhagavan, then he is called a Bhakta. Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan. Those who know Brahma, they are Brahmins. Those who know Paramatma, they are Yogis. Those who know the Lord Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are devotees. Just like in your 100-franc note, there is 50-franc note, 20-franc note, 10-franc note, every francs are there. Below 100 francs, everything is there in that 100-franc note. Similarly, when one knows Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, he knows Paramatma and he also knows Brahma. So a Brahmin he knows only Brahma. Then when he improves further, he understands Paramatma. Then when he improves further, then he understands Bhagavan. Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan iti sabdati. So this Ajamila, he was not an ordinary person. He has got reformatory process, that's why it is called Dvija. Dvija, Pashad Vinir Mukto, from the nujes or from the robes of Jamaraj, the messengers of Jamaraj, he was delivered. He was about to die. I mean, he would have taken to that hellish planets. If it is a little delayed, if Vishnudas would not have arrived at right time, then immediately the Jamadutas, they would have taken Ajamila to the hellish planets. They were about to take. At that moment, he uttered the name of the Lord. Though referring to his son, he uttered the name of the Lord. And in this way, because of the name, then the four messengers of Vishnu came. Immediately arrived. Prabhupada Maharaj says, where did they arrive from? Vishnu Dutas, where were they? Vishnu Dutas are always everywhere. Vishnu, just like Lord is everywhere, similarly his messengers are also everywhere. They are in search of actually where our presence is required. They are in search of that. So immediately Vishnu Dutas arrived and they forbade Jamadutas to take Ajamila to the hellish planets. They forbade him. They caught the ropes in their weapons. They caught the ropes. The ropes were lying there in his that room. The ropes were there. So in this way, Dvija Pasat Vinirmukto Gatabhi Prakurdin Gataha.
Now he is free from fear. He was very much afraid. With fear only he uttered the name of his son's name, which happened to be the name of the Lord. With fear, out of fear he uttered the name, out of fear, Vatabhi. But now he is now fearless. He is no more fearful. So this bhaya, this fear, everybody is fearful, everybody is afraid. In this material world, everybody is afraid. Because we have forgotten the Lord. That is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 2nd chapter. Bhayam dityā vinivesata syāt isāda pitasso viparjaya smuti tanmāyato buddhāvajetam bhakteka esam gurudevatātmā. This fear arises out of two causes. One is Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 2nd chapter, it said that bhayam dityā vinivesata, dityā vinivesata, viparjaya smuti. How this fear arises? Now, when we forget the Lord, just like in our dream, we see a tiger hunting us, a tiger hunting us. So we are very much afraid. But when our dream subsides, when we wake up, then we say, oh, it was only a dream. We are no more afraid. In our dream, we are so much afraid. Similarly, in material condition of life, people are always fearful. Why this happens now? Because we have forgotten the Lord. Vayam ditya vinivesh tasyat. Ditya vinivesh, that is something seeming to be other than the Lord. This is our absorption of that. Ditya vinivesh. So, with that what happens? Na isad apetasya viparjaya smuti. Because we are away from the Lord, that's why our viparjaya smuti, these are the two causes for our fear. One is viparjaya, that is misidentification. Misidentification of ourselves. Actually, who are we? In 99% of the people, as the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, text 3, the Mansiyanam Sahasresu Kaschit Jatati Siddhaye. Out of thousands of people, very, very few people try to achieve success in their life. So this is, they are viparjaya. They falsely identify themselves with this body. Almost all the people identify themselves with this body. That is viparjaya. And for that reason, there is fear. So when we remember the Lord, so there is no more fear. Similarly, another cause of this fear is asmruti. Asmruti means forgetfulness. Asmruti means forgetfulness. That we are now forget, we have forgotten our relationship with the Lord. That is asmruti. Smruti is a subtle form of our body. Just stated in Bhagavad Gita 7th chapter, text 2, text 4, that bhumi, apo, nalo, vayu, khang, mano, buddhirevacha, ahankar, ityang, me, bhinna, prakriti, rastadha, buddhi is in one of our subtle bodies. Three elements are there in our subtle body. This gross body, it consists of five elements. That is art, bhumi, apo means water, agni means fire, bhumi, apo, nalo, vayu means air, and khang means ether. This body, gross body, consists of these five elements. But our subtle body consists of three elements called mana, buddhi and ahankar, mind, intelligence and false ego. So this intelligence or buddhi is lost when viparjaya smruti, when we forget something, we forget, then our intelligence is lost. That is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd chapter. धातु विषयान पुंस संगस्तेषु प्रजायते संगात संजायते काम कामात क्रोधो विजायते क्रोधात प्रपति सम्मोह सम्मोहात स्मृति विभ्रम स्मृति विभ्रम स्मृति भ्रंशात बुद्धिनाशो व्हेन वी फॉरगेट देन अवर देयर इज डाउनफॉल ऑफ अवर बुद्धि और इंटेलिजेंस बुद्धिनाशो स्मृति भ्रंशात बुद्धिनाशो फर्स्ट दैट इज डिस्क्राइब इन श्रीमद् भगवद गीता सेकेंड चैप्टर हाउ दिस हैपन्स when dhayato vishayan punsa when we think of or we have attachment for these vishayas or these subject matters of the material world like shabda sparsha rupa rasa gandha these are the subject matters of this material world we get happiness from these five points shabda means hearing sparsha means touching rupa means form Rasa means taste and Gandha means smell. These are the five elements of this material world. We get happiness out of these five elements only. So when we are attached to these elements, these five elements, Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha, Dhayato Vishayan Punsa Sangas Tesu Pajayate, we develop our attachment for that, those things. Then what happens? Sangas Sanjayate Kama, because of this association, we develop this greed, kama means lust, we develop lust. If our lust or desire or kama is impeded or blockage or some problem is there, then krodha arises. Krodha means anger, then anger arises. Out of anger, krodha bhavati sammoha, illusion comes. From illusion, Samha Smriti Vibhrama, we forget, our remembrance power is lost, Smriti Vibhrama. When our remembrance power is lost, Smriti Vansat Buddhinaso, our intelligence is lost. And when our intelligence is lost, then we are also lost. Buddhinasat Panasati. This is the way of our material tribulation. So here it is said, Asmriti means our this remembrance is lost, asmriti. That is the cause of our fear. And tanmaya to buddhavajatam, then how we can be fearless? Now those who are intelligent person, they bhaktika yesam guru devatatma, they take the shelter of guru and the lord, spiritual master and the lord. By taking shelter of them only, then we can be fearless. Otherwise, we cannot be fearless. We will always be fearful. Everyone is afraid of something else. Everyone is afraid. Similarly, Ajamila, when he got the association of these messengers of Lord Vishnu, then he became fearless. Gatabhi prakrutin gata, gatabhi he became fearless. He is no more fearful, he is no more afraid. So that is our prakrutin gataha, that is our real nature. When we are in a fearful state, that is not our real nature. Our real nature is being fearless, just like the Lord's nature is there. Satchidananda, he is eternal, he is full of knowledge and he is full of bliss. There is no fear in the Lord, there is no fear in the Lord. From the Lord, all get fear, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, third canto, by Kapila Dev, that madhvayat vati vatoyam, surjas tapati madhvayat, varsatindra dhatyagni, mrutus charati madhvayat. Madhvayat vati vatoyam, the air, it moves because of the fear of the Lord. Madhvayat vati vatoyam. Surjas tapati madhvayat, sun gives its heat and light, out of fear of the Lord. Varsat Indra, the Indra Dev, he showers rain. That is out of the fear or because of the instructions of the Lord only, they do their duties. It is out of fear of the Lord only they do their duties. They observe the instructions of the Lord. So the Lord is not fearful in any circumstances. Lord is not fearful. And what to speak of the Lord? Those who are his devotees, they are also not fearful. They are always fearless.
Bhaja hure mana sinandana andana abhaya charana ravindare dullava manava janama satsange tarahu e bhava sindhure.
If we worship the lotus feet of the Lord, then you will be fearless. Abhay charana ravindare, that is fearless. That lotus feet of the Lord is fearless. If we worship the lotus feet of the Lord, then we become fearless. Otherwise, we will have having some always fear. And this fear is also in this material world. This is called pavarga. In Sanskrit, there are two vargas are there in Sanskrit. Pavarga and just the opposite of pavarga. So those who are in this material way of life, they are in pavarga. Just like the road from Langenthal, we are going to Zurich. There is that road is there. Similarly, this material path means that is pavarga. That is called pavarga. Pavarga means there are five letters in that pavarga. In Sanskrit, it is there. Pa, pha, ba, bha, ma. These are called five letters, alphabets of pavarga. Those who are in the material way of life, they are in this pavarga. They are in this pavarga. In this pavarga, there is always parishrama. Pa means parishrama. Hard labor is there. And when we do hard labor, there is pena. Pena means there is sweat from our body. Sweat is there. Then ba means vyarthata, means failure. Whatever we do, that is failure. And bha means bhaya, that is fear. That is in this material path, material way of life. This pavarga is there. And ultimate thing is mrityu, that is death. So in this pavarga, everyone is doing these five things. Always they are doing so much labor, hard labor. And because of this hard labor, there is sweat from their body. And whatever they do, that is only a failure. And there is always fear. There is always a fear. And ultimate thing is, they are subject to death. This is called pavarga. But when we take shelter of the Lord, we are in a path which is just opposite to pavarga. That is called apavarga. That is just opposite. There is no labor. There is no sweat. There is no failure. There is no fear. There is no death. That is called apavarga. It is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, 25th chapter, by Lord Kapiladeva to his mother Devoti. Satang prasangan mam birja samvido bhavanti hrutkarna rasayana katha tajosanad asu apavarga vatmani shraddha rati bhakti anukamishyati. This is called apavarga. That word is used there in third canto, 25th chapter, text 25. How you go in that path, apavarga path? Satang prasangan, by association of the devotees. By association of the devotees, what happens? Mama birja sambido. We hear the pastimes of the Lord, which is very powerful. Pastimes of the Lord, very powerful. Then when we hear, what happens? Na bhavanti hrutkarna rasayana katha. That is very tasteful to hear. Tasteful to the heart and also tasteful to the ear. Bhavanti hrutkarna rasayana. How it becomes tasteful to the heart? By meaning of the word, by meaning of the words. When we realize the meaning, then that becomes very much. Just like you are speaking Germany, Swiss language, I am unable to understand what is that language. And those who do not understand English, whatever I say, they do not understand. Just like Prabhu is listening the translation. But when we realize the meaning, that is very much stressful to our heart. And even if we do not realize the meaning, just if simply hear the tune is there, that song is there, that lyric is there, just simply we hear that song, then it becomes tasteful to our ears. Bhavanti hrutkarna rasayana katha, that is rasayana, that is full of mellows. And not only that is only mellow, there is only mellow in that katha, no? Tad joshanat, when we hear what happens, na asu apavarga vatmani, very soon we are in the path of apavarga, asu apavarga vatmani. It is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 25th chapter. Asu apavarga vatmani, as I told you, this is apavarga rasta, apavarga path called apavarga. Apavarga means liberation, that is the path of liberation. This is the path of bondage, apavarga means path of bondage, and apavarga means path of liberation. In the path of, we are on the path of liberation very soon. Asu means very soon, we are in the path of liberation. Though we are in the path of bondage, we are all bound by the modes of material nature, but simply by hearing the pastimes of the Lord from the pure devotees, then we are immediately on the path of liberation. Just the opposite path. One is path of path going to hell, another is path going to liberation. And we are in the path of when in this path of liberation, what happens? Shraddha means faith comes, then rati means attraction comes, then bhakti, then devotion comes. Anukramishati, one after another it comes, just by simply listening the pastimes of the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita and all these things, listening. So this is apavagratha, path of liberation. Generally all the people are in the path of this bondage, apavarga rasta, path of bondage. So in the path of liberation, there is no labor, useless labor, or hard labor. There is no sweat of the body, there is no failure, there is no fear, and there is no death. This is called path of liberation. Apavarga rasta, apavarga rasta. These two in Sanskrit, the two terms are there, apavarga. So here Parikshit, he was Gatabhi, he became fearless. Everyone in this material way of life, everyone is afraid, everyone is fearful. But when one takes shelter of the Lord, Avecharanaravindare, when you take shelter of the Lord, this gives us fearlessness. That is Abhaya. In Bhagavad Gita 16th chapter also, this said, this is a daivi guna, this is a virtue of the demigods, the daivi guna. That is abhayam. Abhayam means fearfulness. In Bhagavad Gita 16th chapter it is said. The first three verses, that is the qualities of the demigods, daivi guna. So, when he was, when, because he chanted the name of the Lord, Narayana, though it was referring to his son, but the Vishnudutas came, and by their association, he became fearless. He saw all these dialogues between Jamadutas and Vishnudutas. He heard all these dialogues. What Jamadutas said, what Vishnudutas said, he heard all these dialogues. Jaya Sri Gandhidaya Sri Jagannath Baladev Sudramani Sri Radha. And hearing these dialogues, he became fearless. He came to that state, fearlessness state. And that is his prakritingata. That is our real nature of life, human life. That is our real nature. That we are fearless. We are not fearless. We are not afraid of anything. But because of this body, only, we become fearful. Just like when we take dream, when we sleep, even in the dream, if there is a tiger is going to hunting us, or tiger is attacking me or attacking us, then we are afraid. But when we wake up, then we are having no fear. We say, oh, we are just dreaming. Like that, we thought. Similarly, this material conditions of life means there is purefulness. Always there is purefulness. Padang padang jad vipadam. In every step of life, there is danger. So there is fear, every step of life. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto 14th chapter. Last verse like that, 58 or so. Sama sridaje padapallava plavang mahat padang punya jaso murare bhavam madhir vatsa padang parang padang 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 jad vipadam na tesa. Those who have taken shelter of the Lord, samasrita, those who have completely taken shelter of the Lord, padapallava plavang, is a lotus feet of the Lord, that is lost just like a boat. To cross over this material ocean, mahat padang, that is all the great personalities have taken shelter in that lotus feet. Mahat padang, murare, he is called murari, he is the enemy of the demon mura. Similarly, if we take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, all our enemies like kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mata, mastarja, these are anger, greed, etc., they will all be killed by the Lord. That's why it is called murari. He not only killed mura demon, he can also kill our demons, these are our enemies. As the Lord said, they are your enemies. Kama, isa, krodha, isa, rajaguna, samudbhava, mahasana, mahapapma, vidhiyanam, yubairinam. They are your enemies. No one else is your enemy. Your kama, krodha, lobha, these are the lust, anger, etc. These are your enemies. And these enemies can be killed by the Lord. He is murari. He has killed mura, demon. Similarly, he can kill our demons. Just like Devaki Mataji. Devaki Mataji, she is the mother of the Lord, Krishna. But she was always afraid. Or all his six sons were killed by Kansa. He was very much afraid. She was always in a fearful state. It is described in 10th canto, 2nd chapter. There is a verse. In that verse, Prabhupada Maharaj gives that purport. That the Lord says, in the spiritual world, see, he says to his illusory potency, Devi, Gacha, Devakya, Jathir Garbham, Sesakhyam Dham Mamakam, Tas Sanikrishu Rahinya, Udare Sanivesaya. He said this. When the seventh womb came of Mata Devaki, his Sesa, his Balaram, he came at the seventh, in the seventh womb of Devaki, a seventh child he came, but he was not delivered from her womb. He was taken back to that Rohini's womb. It was in Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, 2nd chapter, the Lord says to his illusory energy, Devakiya Tatere Garbha. Now Devaki, in the mother's, in my the mother, Devaki's womb, there is Sesa. Sesa means Anantadev or Balaram is there. So he says his illusory potency to take back that Sesa or Anantadev and place it in the womb of Rohini. So in that verse, in the Prabhupada Maharaj gives this purport. Devakya Jatare Garbham Sesakhyam Dham Mamakam Tas Sannivishya Rohinya Udare Sannivishya. The Lord says that these six persons, six sons of Devaki, they were killed by Kansa. What is the significance? Prabhupada Maharaj has given in his purport. He says that symbolically, Mother Devaki's constant fear of Kansa was purifying her. Devaki was always afraid of Kansa because each year she delivered one child and each year Kansa killed that child. So every year Devaki delivered one child and Kansa killed that child. So Devaki was always afraid of Kansa. But Mother Devaki's constant fear of Kamsa was purifying her. A pure devotee should always fear material association, and in this way all the asuras of material association will be killed, as the Sadagarbha asuras were killed by Kamsa. So these asuras are lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness and envy. These are our Sadagarbhas. These are the six children delivered by Devaki who were killed by Kamsa. Symbolically, this is symbolically. Of course, they are the sons of Marichi. Marichi means he is the son of Brahma. While Brahma was attracted towards his daughter Saraswati Devi, these six sons, they laughed. They laughed at Brahma. That's why they were cursed. So Devaki's constant fear of Kamsa was purifying heart. Similarly, when out of our heart these elements are removed, this kama or lust, this anger, this greed, this illusion, this madness and envy, then only we can get the Lord. Just like when these asuras were removed, the Devaki gave birth to Lord Krishna. Then we will get to that state. Vasudeva Stara, we will come to that state. Vasudeva Stara means Shuddha Sattva Stara. He is in that transcendental mode of goodness, in which state one will get the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, that state, when one comes to that state, then he becomes fearless. So, in this way, Dvija Pasad Vinirmukto Gatabhi Prakriti Gata, that is our real nature of life. That is our real nature. Now we are in the material nature of life. That's why we are always afraid. We are having this anger, this greed, all these things are there. That is our not real nature. These are our enemies. They have come to somehow or other. We are under their control. So, when we associate with pure devotees, then only we become free from all these unwanted elements. Then, so now because the Jamadutas, they have gone away to Jamaraj, and Vishnudutas were there, four Vishnudutas were there. So now Ajamila became fearless. Now he became very much happy, he became very much fearless. And Bhavanda Sirasa Vishnu, so they Ajamila offered his obeisances to the Vishnu Kinkara, to the messengers of Vishnu. Vishnu Kinkara. Bhavanda Sirasa Vishnu Kinkara Darsanotsava. Darsanotsava. Simply seeing them, he felt very happy. Darsanotsava, very much happy. By seeing a Vaishnava, by seeing the Lord, we become very much happy. So, this thing is this Bhavanda. Now it is going time. So, actually, we should pay obeisances to the Lord and his devotees. In Bhagavad Gita, at the end, the Lord says this thing. Four things, at least, if you cannot remember anything, at least remember these four things. In the end of Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that Manmana Bhava, you think of me in your mind, Manmana Bhava. Mad Bhakto, be a devotee of me. Worship me, Mad Jaji. Mang Namaskuru, you pay obeisances to me, Mang Namaskuru. To pay obeisances, by paying obeisances also, one can get the Lord. Either of these processes, four processes, or all, or either of these four processes, any one of these four processes, if we adopt, then we can get the Lord. Either we think of the Lord in our mind, or we become a devotee, or do all these things, four things simultaneously. So my point is, that in Bhagavad Gita, in 11th chapter, Arjuna says this point. So why people do not pay obeisances to the Lord? Kasma na te namaran mukundo gariyan api deva karte ananta devesa jagan nivaso, like that in Bhagavad Gita 11th chapter it is said. There are 16 reasons he gave. This Arjuna gave 16 reasons why one should offer obeisances to the Lord. So he is astonished why people do not pay obeisances to the Lord. Kasma nate nameran mukundo gariyasi brahman. There are 16 causes are there. What are they? Now he is Gariyan. He is highest of all. Then second thing is that Brahmapi Adikarte, he is the original creator, even of the Brahma, even of Lord Brahma, he is the original creator. Then third is Ananda, he is unlimited. He is Devesa, he is the supreme controller of all the demigods also, he is Devesa. And he is Jagan Nivasa, he is the center of all the world, Jagan Nivasa. And Tumakyarang, and he is not subject to decay, he is Akhyarang. And Sadasat Parangjat, he is beyond this visible and invisible world. He is Sadasat Param, he is beyond this visible and invisible world. And in the next verse he says, Tamadi Deva, you are the original God, Tam Adi Deva. Purusha, you are the engineer. You are the Purusha Purana, you are the first Lord, first Purusha. Purusha Purana, you are the oldest person, Purusha Purana. And Tumasya Vishwasya Param Nidhanam, and from you all these material words come, Vishwasya Param Nidhanam. And Beta, you know everything. Evam Vedyam Cha Param Cha Dhamam, you are the shelter of everybody or everything. And Toya Tatam Vishwam Ananta Rupa, and from you this Ananta Rupa comes from. There are 16, these are the 16 reasons why we should pay obeisances. That's why Arjuna paid obeisances to Lord thousands of times. Just he said, Bayor Jamogni Varuna Sasanka Prajapati Tvam Prapita Mahasya Namo Namaste Tushasra Kutya Punasya Bhuyopi Namo Namaste. I am paying thousands of times obeisances. Sahasra Kutya, thousand times. So many thousand times he paid obeisances. So paying obeisances is a part of devotional service. That's why the Sada Goswamis, we are chanting Sada Goswami Stakam in the morning. Nama, Nana Shastra Vicharaneka. We are chanting this sloka in the morning. So in that, Sada Goswami Stakam, it is said, Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Nativi. Every day they were chanting the name of the Lord as fixed Sankhya Purvaka. And not only simply chanting, they were paying obeisances, Nativi, they are paying obeisances. So this paying obeisances is very important. So here also we see that Ajamila Babanda Sirasa Vishnu Kinkaran, he paid obeisances to the Lord. Dandavat Pranam, that is Dandavat, just like a rod, to offer obeisances just like a rod. That is called Ashtanga, Ashtanga Pranam, that is called. Every part of our body touches the ground. So, of course, for the ladies, that is not recommended. The ladies, they should not offer Ashtanga Pranam. Anyway, that Kinkaran Darsanot Sava, so he was very much happy. He was very much blissful now seeing these Vishnu Dutas. He wanted to offer obeisances and to pay some prayer that he wanted. But Vishnu Dutas will go away. They will not stay there. That will be described in later verses. So with this I conclude my lecture. So I will like you to comment or ask any doubts or anything.
There is in this verse no sweating, no heart labor. But sometimes you see beginner devotees,
They
are very much
sweating. sweating. Just like they are doing these labors, hard labor, and that is for nothing. That is useless labor. But here, this is apavarga. Apavarga means, though even if we do labor, but that is for the Lord. The same work is done, but there it is called work. Here it is called devotion, devotional service. It is not called work. This is not karma. This is bhakti. In apavarga, they are doing work, and they are suffering the results of that work, fruity work. But in apavarga, what are we doing? We are not suffering the reactions. That is called bhakti. That is not called karma. That is not karma. That is bhakti. That is love. When we are having sweat, we feel happiness. We feel love for the Lord. That is in Sanskrit. In Sanskrit, pavarga means these five alphabets. Pa, pa, ba, bha, ma. This is pavarga. Generally, the people in the material world, they are in this pavarga. But those who worship the Lord, those who have taken shelter of the Lord, they are in the apavarga. That is the apavarga rasa, just the opposite of pavarga. That is the Sanskrit word. Pavarga and apavarga. This apavarga word is used in Bhagavad Gita, 3rd canto, 25th chapter, 25th verse. By Kapildev to his mother, Devahuti. Asu apavarga vartmani, apavarga word is there, used. They are in the path of liberation, that is called apavarga rasta. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Srila Prabhupad Maharaj ki, Jai Srila Gurudev ki, Ananda Koti Vaishnavunda ki, Tai Gaur Pramanandi. Jai Srila Prabhupad Maharaj.